is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour on this Monday. Fidel Castro is still dead. Thought you should know. At any rate, let's go to the hotline. John checking in in Portage. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you today?
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Are you doing good or what?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm covering all the news stations and all the newspapers, and I'm looking all over because this challenge to the presidential election is destroying the country, according to the newspapers. Oh. They've been very quiet.
You know, they have. The media has been fairly quiet overall, but I wouldn't underestimate this as a serious concern because what's happening here, the state of Wisconsin has said they're not sure they can meet the deadline. The state of Pennsylvania called such an idea as a nightmare scenario because they don't have any paper backups to most of their machines. Here in Michigan, I believe we can make it on time, but, you know, it's a mess that we don't need to deal with. It doesn't prove anything.
Where's the factual predicate? I thought you conceded.
Say that again?
Where is the factual predicate for a recall? They admit they don't have one.
Right, well, apparently you don't need one, and I think maybe after this little, you know, circus act, maybe we should go ahead and have the state legislature take a look at, you know, what it really takes to get a recount in the state. You have to allege that something was done wrong. You know, you have your automatic recounts when you're within, what, 2,000 votes in Michigan and 0.5% in other places. All right, we'll set the standard, and we'll go from there. Set the standard, and we'll go from there. Yeah, you know, that's it.
It's all a fishing expedition, and the problem is it's costing us money. And the other problem is she's conceded, and the other problem is the news media made all this hullabaloo about Trump saying, I'll see what happens. And they say, oh, he's ruining the country. And now it's Hillary, okay, and she's right in the middle of it, and it's no big deal.
Yeah, she's right in the middle of it, and she's, you know, right back in the middle of the mess. I appreciate it, John. Thank you for checking in. Let's see, Jennifer checking in now. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Well, you know, is the ultimate goal of this woman that has more money than conscience or brains to get this before the courts because it's impossible for the states to do a recount within the short period of time?
Well, it's going to be it's almost impossible for Wisconsin. Pennsylvania would be very challenged. Obviously, Michigan will have its issues as well.
Therefore, could they not try to get it before the Supreme Court?
They might, but you'd end up with a 4-4 tie. You'd end up with, it wouldn't do anything for you.
It wouldn't do anything?
No, it'd give you a 4-4 tie because you only have 8 justices.
Well, then I would suggest that Mr. Trump fire right back. Elections have consequences. I won.
Well, he can do that. The place that he has a chance to defeat this early on is in Pennsylvania.
I hope.
And we'll see. That'll happen today.
I have the utmost faith in this gentleman, and I'm real thrilled that he put DeVos in charge of the educational department, even though I would like to see that department just thrown out on its ear.
Now, Betsy DeVos, a former big supporter of Common Core, you're still okay with that?
Oh, I thought that she was against Common Core.
No, she was a big supporter of it. Now, that doesn't necessarily matter. She's into school vouchers and schools of choice.
Well, we're going to have to change your mind about Common Core because that's one of the worst things they could have done.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure her mind has been changed. I'm pretty sure she'll be on with Donald Trump. I mean, she's working for him.
I sincerely hope so. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jennifer. Now, this recount that's happening, you know, chance of it doing anything about zero. If you'd like to join the conversation, 888-900-9966. Recounts typically don't swing enough votes to change the winner. Out of 4,687 statewide general elections between 2000 and 2015, just 27 were followed by recounts, this according to Fair Vote. Fair Vote calls itself a nonpartisan group that researches elections and promotes electoral reform. Just three of those 27 recounts resulted in a change of the outcome, all leading to wins for Democrats. That's just something to concern yourself with. The only three times that any of the elections since 2000 have been recounted, it affected a win for the Democrats. Those three wins were the 2008 U.S. Senate race in the state of Minnesota, where Al Franken came out on top after he had been declared the loser. Thomas Salmon won Vermont's 2006 auditor election, and Christine Gregory won in the state of Washington's 2004 gubernatorial race after Rossi, her Republican opponent, had been declared the winner. So, I mean, these things rarely get reversed. Recounts also typically don't change the margin by an amount that would be large enough to affect the result of this year's presidential election, but that's not the point here. Now I'm reading now that there's a backup on January the 6th, and Congress could allow the Electoral College to include Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, even if they are not counted on the 19th of December. So there's kind of a safety net there as well. The biggest swing in any recount happened in Florida's 2000 presidential election recount when Al Gore cut 1,247 votes from George W. Bush's lead, not enough to flip the state. In each state, Trump leads by more than 10,000 votes, 10,000 here, 27,000 in Wisconsin, 70,000 in Pennsylvania. So even if he were to win, say, Michigan, which is very unlikely, he still wouldn't win. I mean, there's probably value in these post-election audits just to make sure things are done right. But in this particular case, the whole game is to try to make it so they can't get them all counted. Let's go to Dave in Diamonddale on the hotline. Dave, you got about 40 seconds.
Okay, I'm more cynical than you are. I think this is a long-term thing. I think this is so they come out and say, you know, this whole Electoral College thing has just got to go. We wouldn't even have to have these recounts if we just took the popular vote and elected our president that way. And
that would take 38 states. That would take 38 states to say yes, Dave. That's not going to happen.
Well, I think that's what the end game is, what they really want, because then there would never be another Republican elected.
Right.
To Nashville.
It would take 38 states. Not going to happen, Dave, but I appreciate the call. Back in a moment.